All right, it is time to get into the Word, the Bible, our morning devotional.
Joining us once again this morning from St. John's Christian Church in Archbold, Pastor Eric Christman. Good morning, Eric.
Thank you for this opportunity.
What have you got to share this morning?
Isaiah 55, verses 2 and 3 say, Listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the fair. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. Psalm 107, verse 9 shares, For the Lord satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Those three verses of Scripture sound good, don't they? Your soul will delight, your soul will live, the Lord satisfies with good things. They sound good, but are they real? I'm not doubting the truth of God's Word, for the Bible is indeed the true Word of God. Yet in our human condition, we can often doubt and question and wonder. We can wonder how God fulfills such promises that our soul will delight in faith. When I was in my early 30s, I was blessed to serve as the director of two church camps. It was a wonderful blessing to live and work on a acre camp filled with woods and meadows, wildlife and trails. When I got tired of administrative work, I could head out to the woods and cut and split firewood, or hop on a lawn tractor and mow acres of fields. Welcoming and hosting summer campers and weekend retreat groups, providing with people of all ages from all over the state. I was doing what I thought God had planned for my life. All was good. And then one day I was diagnosed with a bleeding ulcer. Evidently, not all was good. I was a man, and I came to know that my soul was not satisfied with my place in life. God revealed to me that though I enjoyed my work in outdoor ministries, it's not where He wanted me to be serving. It took a few years to get everything figured out, and in time I realized the truth of Psalm 107 and 9. For the Lord satisfies the and fills the hungry with good things. My soul was hungry and thirsty, and I didn't truly know it until God captured my attention. My body told me something was wrong. God called to me in such a way that reminds me of Jesus talking with the woman at the well in John 4:13. Jesus told the woman, Everyone who is thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Living with a satisfied soul comes through trusting in and waiting upon the Lord. Instead of doing what we want to do, drinking from the water itself, we must drink deeply of the living water of Jesus, and our hunger will be satisfied and filled with good things. The New Testament book of First offers further instruction on how to be satisfied in living under the authority of Christ as a child of God. Lord, on this day, we come before you thanking you as it begins and unfolds. We pray for safety and caution on the roadway as people travel about. Lord, as your children, we know that you desire things for us. Lord, help us to be strong in faith, to trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord, and to be seeking your righteousness at all times. Without God, we thank you and praise you for your goodness. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Eric Christman from St. John's Christian Church in Archbold. Pastor, tell us about St. John's Christian Church.
We go by a statement that says, Come hear the reason we're inspired to serve together. And the acronym is Christ. And in come, we welcome people in Christ's love, welcoming them into our congregational family. We hear, we listen to God, seeking God's direction, and open ourselves to His leading. And the reason we have faith in Christ, that's why we are the church. We're inspired by God to worship, to strengthen our faith, and to live for Him. And St. John's is a very mission-oriented, so we do lots of service, both in financial support and hands-on. Near and far, we seek to share Christ with others through creating relationship with people. And we do this together, together in Christ, together as a congregation, together as people of God. So that's the mission statement that we try to live out as a congregation.
All right, well, Pastor, if someone is looking for a church, maybe their church is not meeting because of COVID and having online services, are you guys meeting indoors?
We have in-person worship at 8 a.m. and 30 a.m., plus live stream. We are located at Archbold, south of the railroad tracks at 700 South Defiant Street, just up from the Dairy Queen.
Ah, yes. Thank you for being Dairy Queen again.
Yep.
And if people are looking to watch a church online, what's your website?
Our website is stjohnsarchbold.org. So STJOHNS archbold.org.